No, stop. Before you put your hand in your pocket, Mr. Martin, let me warn you not to try to draw a gun. I assure you that if you tried it, you would be detected by my robot and you would be shot down where you stand long before you could aim your own gun. A robot can think and act much faster than a human being.
You impudent young swine! Pennsylvania is a scientifically run country. It is run by mathematically logical principles. All decisions of the government are analyzed carefully by robotic computers.
Well, yes, but
you think I make the policy for the country? No! All policy decisions are made by the robot, so that they can be scientifically accurate.
What happened? The lights went out.
The power has been cut off. Someone... Arthur, you have shot me. You can open the door for my robot.
Barrett,
I will get you, Martin.
When the lights came on again, a second or two later, the Baron was sprawled on the floor. I looked around the room, but I couldn't see anyone. I hadn't shot the Baron. I didn't even carry a gun. Whoever had killed him made a clean getaway so far. I knew I had to get out of there, too. Just before the power went off, I'd been arguing with him. When the robot came to, it would shoot me down with the hidden automatic guns in the wall. I had to get out of the castle deck. When I got outside, I saw that the steel gate in the side wall of the castle was open. Nearby was the car that had brought us in. The keys were in the ignition. I got inside, fast. I gunned the car toward the gate. Just as I came near, the gate began to close. Just as I went through the gate, it slammed shut. I breathed easier after that. At least I managed to get out of the castle deck. But I'd forgotten one thing. When the car started to slow up, I pushed down harder on the accelerator. But it didn't help. Hey, what's going on? The car's turning around. I can't control it. It's taking me back to the castle.
I can't control it. It's taking me back to the castle.
I knew I'd have to get out of that car. It wasn't going very fast yet, so I decided to jump before it got up too much speed. I rolled across the road. It shook me up a little. It jumped out of a moving car, but I wasn't hurt. I got up, brushed off the dirt, and started down the road toward the city. About 5 miles away through the thick forest and about 6 miles by road. I decided to follow the road. I didn't want to get lost. I'd been walking about 10 minutes when I heard a noise. A helicopter coming from the direction of the castle. I got off the road fast and hid under a tree. It was dark, and even with the moon shining, it would have been hard for a human being to spot me from the air. The television eyes of that helicopter were sharper than human eyes. The robot saw me.
You must come. Back to the castle, sir.
Not me, Buster.
The helicopter will land. You will get in.
The moon lit up the helicopter pretty well. I could see the snouts of the mounted machine guns pointing at me. But I didn't care. I figured that going back to the castle would be certain death anyway. I jumped behind the tree and then dived under a nearby bush and started crawling.
Where